Overcomers. You know, it's so simple to overcome when you realize the horsepower we've got behind us. All you have to do is know and understand and know that our Father loves us, that you are His child. Your DNA is different than anyone else's. Your fingerprints are different. He made you unique because He wanted someone just like you. And He wants to use you. He wants to be proud of you. He is your Father. So He teaches us how to be overcomers. And we're going to run through that just a little bit. I want you to open your Bibles, if you would, to the great book of Luke, chapter 11, where Christ is kind of being challenged. There are evil spirits in the world. There's not one behind every bush. But there's negative thought and evil spirits. And Father gives us power over those things to just simply destroy them and to attain peace of mind. If you don't have peace of mind, your life is not going to amount to a whole lot because you're not going to be stable in anything. So Christ in this 11th chapter of Luke has, let's just pick it up if we may with the 14th verse and let the word speak for itself. Verse 14 of chapter 11, and it reads, "And he," this was casting out a devil, and it was dumb, "and it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered." Okay. It was a miracle. Okay. But what does that document? He had power to do it. Okay. That is awesome. If you've ever been exposed to something like that, you know it takes power to handle it. Spiritual power, spiritual discernment. But some of them said, "He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils." Beelzebub is the lord of the dunghill or flies. It's a statement of degradation. Listen, he really didn't do it. Verse 16, "And others tempted him, sought of him a sign from heaven." Just show us really something spectacular. God doesn't put on circuses. Okay. You don't con Him. He has a reason, and it's always common sense for everything. "But He, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth." If you have trouble in your family, and you can't bring it under control by utilizing and tapping into the power of peace of mind, you're going to have trouble. Especially if you let something evil in between you, He'll laugh at you if He gets the two of you supposed to be Christians arguing with each other. Well, fantastic, way to go. But you can't be divided. Your house has got to be oneness. All right. This is why that when a couple marry, they become one flesh. That is written. And especially through these children they bear, they become one. "If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub." I mean, if he's king of the devils, how could I cast something out of his house? I wouldn't do it. In other words, I'd be his buddy. But Christ was not his buddy. Okay. "And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges." Their sons couldn't cut it, okay? Bunch of wimps. Good for nothings. A lot of talk, no action. Couldn't do anything, okay? And so it is. Verse 20. "And if I with the finger of God," this is important, the finger of God is the Spirit of God. "If I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you." In other words, I proved it. I ordered the demon out. It had no choice. It came out. And so it is. But you know the awesome thing? He left this power with you. I'll document that before we finish this lecture. 21. "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace." And so it is with a strong man protecting his family. A strong man's going to protect his family, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. He's going to protect his family. Nobody's going to harm them. And he will have the tools to do it with. Okay. And his family will have peace. His home will have peace. Verse 22. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoils. I want you to make a note of this word overcoming. Are you an overcomer? Do you know what this word is in the Greek? You're all familiar with it, or you will be when I say it, because it's been commercialized right out the lid. Okay. It's Nikea or Nike. And Nike means, in the Greek tongue, to conquer or to have the victory. You've got a pair of those shoes, you got $250. The name will make a lot of difference, little old Nike. Okay. But Nike is a Greek term that means to overcome, quite simply. I don't know, you can overcome in life or you can float along with the crew. Okay. It's up to you. But it's better to be strong, to be strong in Him and for yourself. God can't really use wimps. Okay? He really doesn't have that much time for wimps. Wimps don't bring peace. They're always giving way to this and giving way to that until they've given away their soul to you-know-who. So here we have Nike to overcome, to have the victory. That's what the word means, okay? So, and verse 23, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. That's just the way it is. You got to do it God's way, chapter by chapter and verse by verse, whereby he does the talking, not some man, not this man or any other man. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return into my house which I came out. Now, this is something that not too many people are experienced with, but believe me, there are wicked spirits in the world. You know, a lot of people, you take things for granted. There are even spirits in the bottle, okay? If you don't believe it, you just turn some guy loose that has a problem and watch his spirit change as he empties the bottle. Okay. And certainly, this has nothing to do with somebody that can handle themselves, for the word also says take a little wine for the good of your tummy. Okay. It's whether you allow and can control, whether you have peace of mind. And that peace of mind comes from our Father. But what is it when a house is cleansed, what do you put in it? Christ. Okay. You put Christ in it. There's no way they can come back then. There's no way evil thoughts can come back into your family. Don't let argumentative spirits into your home. And, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, he's just cantankerous. He has the spirit of argumentation. He needs to get rid of it. So much better to be peaceful. And yet, at the same time, strong. Okay. A can-do type person. Strength never shows weakness, and love and understanding never gives in to that weakness. But to love is to be strong. Because why? You care. You care about people's souls. Well, isn't that just practicing tough love sometimes? If it takes it, you bet. If you really love someone and you see them going down the wrong way, help them. Okay? Tell them. Okay. So anyway, what are we going to put back in that house? Verse 25. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. And Christ isn't in it. I mean, it's cleaner than a hound's tooth. Okay? You all know what that is, don't you? Okay. And then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Always bring Christ into your life. Do you want me to tell you why? You'll find it in one chapter back. Okay. Just one chapter back. Jesus makes it very clear for you. This is concerning evil spirits. What he says in that 10th chapter of Luke, in verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And of course, this is looking forward to the time Satan appears as Antichrist, okay, before the true Christ returns. Not too many Christians are prepared for that. Why? God didn't call them, okay. They're not going to be champions of the people. You can be somebody, and you can just float along. It's up to you. But Jesus is warning you. I saw him. He's going to. Verse 19, listen carefully. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Go for it, okay? Don't be a wimp. I give you power to tread on them and over all the power of the enemy. You don't have to fear anything. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, that you can control them, that I have given you that power. And that word power in the Greek is dunamis, where dynamite comes from. It's not just a plaything. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In other words, God loves you. So there you have, that's how you overcome. Is to let Christ come into you and call on that power. Well, how do I use it? In His name. When you utilize His name, it gives credentials to our Father that you believe, that you care, that you love your brethren. You don't want to see anyone hurt. Certain people must be strong. And when God gives you the power and the authority, use it. Don't be a wimp. Be an overcomer. Gently, firmly, and I mean get the job done. Be a can-do type person. That's what you want to be. When the that doesn't mean you're not going to have trouble, but hey, bring it on. Let's show them what a real Christian can take care of, okay? I mean, we can have evil spirits before breakfast. Just deal with it. Get over it. Get rid of them. Use the power that is given to you freely just because you believe, because you follow. It's that simple. Well, why would he do that? He loves you. He cares. Okay, go with me to the great book of John. St. John. Next gospel over. John chapter 16. We're just going to pick up a few verses here. 31. John 31. I'm sorry, John 16, verse 31. All right? Here we go. And Jesus answered them, do you now believe? He'd been speaking in parables just because there were certain people supposed to have ears to hear, some not. Okay? You do if you partake of that power. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. In other words, when he was delivered up, they scattered. You're not going to do that when the false Messiah appears. You're going to fulfill the great book of Mark. Chapter 13, where you're going to be delivered up, but the Holy Spirit's going to speak through you. Even the gainsayers will be convinced by what you say. Why? He gives you that power and authority. Well, I don't know very much. You're not going to be doing the talking. He is. Okay. So, verse 33, this is why we came here. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, I want you to hear this, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. There's going to be a little bit of trouble out there. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Nike. I've got the victory over it. I've got it under my foot. I've got my foot on their neck. Okay. I don't know. Which team are you a part of? Which Christian are you? A child of God that he can count on, that's a can-do type person or some wimp. Okay. It's up to you. It's your ship. You have to sell it. Okay. When judgment day comes, there's nobody going to be between you and the Lord Almighty. Just you. And it's in the book. It's written. Well, we all make mistakes. Yeah, you got that right. But if you try, he marks that as perfect. He knows we all slip up sometimes. That's the beauty of Christianity, is forgiveness. The forgiveness of sins. And he just erases what's written in the book. Doesn't do you any good to have a church letter. Your letter is with him. Okay. It's in his book. Because he's the judge, all right? And he loves you because you're his child. He gives you this power. He gives you this authority. Use it. Use it in your life to find peace of mind, to find success, to be an overcomer. Nike. I mean to have the victory. It means to conquer. That Greek word means to conquer. And conquer everything over all your enemies. Again, what did he say? You're going to have a little tribulation. Hey, bring it on. Okay. I mean, good people of God can handle it. Okay. I mean, some people will say, well, I don't like that rough stuff. I just want to follow in Christ's footsteps. Well, bear in mind, they crucified him. They beat him. He doesn't expect you to take that. They'll try to browbeat you. That's fine. Use intelligence. Protect your credibility. And always let your credibility show the wisdom of Almighty God and the simplicity in which he brings forth the word. How precious it is to be a follower of his. Let's go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. We're going to pick it up with verse 17. How do you get along with people? You know, many times people, they'll say, well, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. That's only if you're teaching someone and you get too carried away and you throw the whole lane. If you throw the whole boat at them rather than a fishing line. You're not fishing. You're trying to brutalize. So that's the way you get along, okay? Verse 17 of that 12th chapter of Romans. And it reads, recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. Your name is precious, beloved. I mean, if you give your word on something, keep it. It's your bond. You know, there's one thing. I live in a very small town. I can go anywhere I want to in this town and say, I want so and so. You know why they're going to deliver it? They're going to fall over each other to get it to me, because my word is honest. My word is, if I give it, it's better than a legalized piece of paper notarized. It's going to happen. So be honest with people. They respect that in you. Don't mislead people. Don't be dishonest with people. As best you can in your life, protect your credibility always, okay? Now, verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Now, I want you to absorb that, because this is where a lot of Christians go wrong. They think, it said I've got to live peaceably with all men. That's not what it said. Can't you read? It said, if it be possible, live peaceably with all men. I got some news for you. There's some people out there that you cannot live peaceably with. There's some people out there you cannot get along with. Why? Well, what we've been talking about, evil spirits, negative thought, you call it whatever you want to. There are some people that life is just too short to try to straighten them out. I mean, plant a seed, and if the seed grows, God wants them. If the seed doesn't grow, leave it alone. Okay. You cannot make a seed grow. Okay. You want to know what? You take a cucumber seed, hold it in your hand and make it grow. I'd like to see that. You can't. And you know what you have to do? You have to cultivate, plant it, and God will make it grow. That's nature. His nature. And he does so it is with man. If it's possible, get along. Plant a seed. If it grows, fine. If it doesn't, then go where the cultivation is true and right. Have peace in your own family and person. And get along as best you can. If it's impossible, hey, move on. Move on. 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You know something? He will. That's to say, you know, you're supposed to protect yourself and your family. But when someone, even let's say it's somebody you really care about, and they're wronging you, they're really wronging you, and you don't want a showdown, pray about it. I'll tell you, usually it takes about 6 months. God will take care of business. Okay, it'll happen. God doesn't like to see his children mistreated. And he will make corrections. 20, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. 21, listen carefully. Be not overcome of evil. That's 19. Don't let evil have the victory over you. Just do not allow it. Okay. But overcome, nicely, overcome evil with good. That's the way it's done. Honesty. Now, a lot of people, a lot of Christians think, well, this makes me have to be a welcome mat to everybody. It didn't say that at all. Christians are not second-class citizens. Christians take care of business, okay? We don't take nothing off nobody. Okay? That would lose your credibility. You be honest. If somebody's absolutely impossible to get along with, slice them. I'm not talking about with a knife, but with God's Word, okay? The real sword of the Lord, okay? And I mean, let them know. But then you live peaceably. Don't waste your time there. Be an overcomer. Don't let evil overcome you. Have you ever seen really somebody that's really unhappy? Do you know what they allow? They allow evil to overcome them. Nike. They just simply let it roll over them. And they take it. You shouldn't do that. You don't have to do that. You take care of business. Do it in an honest, legal, did you hear what I said? Legal, lawful way. You handle business. You take care of business. God will take care of what you can't handle. He always has. He always will. Let's go to the first epistle of John. That's the little John right before Jude in the great book of Revelation. Right at the back of our Bibles. First Epistle of John, and we want to go to chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up at verse 12. Again, I want you to remember the power he has invested in you. Do you just let it lie there? Do you never use it? No wonder you've got so many problems. No wonder you're never blessed if you don't use that power. You're somebody. You're a child of God. Act like it. That doesn't mean you've got to be stuck up or anything of that nature. It means you're honest, straightforward, and you can cut it. Okay? Verse 12, chapter 2, first epistle of John. It reads, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. You always want to remember his name and to utilize it, okay? repent in His name. Ask Him for that. Ask your Father in His name for forgiveness. What does that do? It gives you credentials. Okay. I write unto you fathers because you have known Him that is from the beginning. The beginning of what? The world age. I write unto you young men because you have overcome. Nike. Now who is He writing to here? A bunch of losers? Not writing to a bunch of wimps. Not writing to a bunch of losers. To overcomers. You have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you little children because you have known the Father. You're well acquainted with Him. That's who He's writing to. I have written unto you fathers because you have known Him that is from the beginning. Do you know when the beginning was? Do you know when this Bible states the beginning was? Millions of years ago. Don't you listen to some Bible thumper that'll tell you this Bible says we started 6,000 years ago. No. This Bible says this earth age started 6,000 years ago. There was one before it. It was millions of years. That's why we find mammoth bones that are thousands of years old. Because this earth existed before when Satan rebelled and fell. And that's why we're here today. Saving people. I have written unto you young men because you are strong. Not a bunch of wimps, okay? And the word of God, the what? The gossip of men? No, the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome, mighty, you have overcome the wicked one. That's to say, any evil spirit, because Christ has given you power and authority in His name to order them back where they came from. Don't mess with them. Anything negative, get rid of it. Life's too short for that. Take care of business. Be a man or a woman or a child of the living God. Love not the world, that's to say the ways of the world, okay? Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's to say if he cares about only things of the world, it becomes an idol to you. Well, I've got my business. And I just love my business and I have to spend all my time with my business. I can tell you right now, you're flunking out. Your business is not going to make it. Because you're not giving credit to the Father who can bless you, bless your customers, give a good, honest rapport, and let them know you're giving service, not lies. That you're a can-do type person. You can take care of their problems. If your profession is to fix it, you can fix it. Otherwise, you're kidding yourself. It becomes an idol. So always leave God in the equation of your life. You're never too busy for that because you want to be an overcomer, Nike, a conqueror. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father but of the world. Many Christians will say, well, did you see him look at that girl? That's natural. It's natural. God made woman, God made man. He made them to love each other. Okay. In a Christian way, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. That's desire. It's not lust. Okay. So don't let some Bible thumper rob you. Okay. Be and utilize common sense. Do things the Christian way. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I don't know. Do you want to be there? Or do you want to be short-lived? That's up to you. Boy, it's going to be wonderful. Can-do type people will make it. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists whereby you know that it is the last time. That Antichrist shall come. Not maybe. Do you know what anti in the Greek tongue means? It means instead of. In other words, Satan is coming disguised as Jesus Christ, instead of Christ. Have you read the word? That's what it warns you. It tells you don't be deceived. Many Christians that want to fly rather than do God's work, they're in a heap of hurt. Because that Antichrist is coming. The true Christ will return immediately after that. But he's got some work for you between me times as God's elect, as overcomers, as that know, those that know how to cut it. Chapter 4, same book. Okay. Same book, chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit. I don't know, do you believe every spirit that comes along? Can you listen to this man and that man and you'll believe him a while and go and hear that man and believe him? You're like a reed shaking in the wind, and you got to check with God's word to see if it be true. Okay. Check out the spirits. Well, how do I know? But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. They're here. Do you know what they call themselves? Preachers. Teachers. Have you ever aligned them with God's word? You know, if it doesn't align, they're fakes. Okay. And always remember this, God never sends out a beggar. Okay. You got somebody begging for money, God didn't send them. So don't give them the time of day. It's scriptural. Okay. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. This is how you tell. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. That's the real Christ teaching. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of instead of Christ. I'm going to correctly translate it. Whereof you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. Verse 4, why we came here, listen up. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome. 19, you're conquerors, you're victors. You have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In other words, this is a time of testing. And how great and how wonderful it is. What an experience. Even the prophets wanted to live in this generation. Some say, well, what's in it for me? The eternity. To please God, but most of all, if you've got compassion on people, to help them. To be somebody. To give them an anchor. A foundation whereby life takes on a meaning, that you understand the ages of time, the first earth age, this one and the one that's coming, and you can cut it. You're able to handle it. Verse 5, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's how you tell. If people hear the truth, fine. What is the truth? Not what some man says, this man or any other man. It's what the Word of God says. Okay. You know, I cannot help but in closing think of there were 7 churches in the great book of Revelation. Only 2 of those 7 made it. They called themselves churches. Christ be owed them. Do you know what that means? He passed on them. All of them but 2. So whatever you do, you want to be in a church that teaches what those 2, Smyrna and Philadelphia, taught. So turn with me to the great book of Revelation. We're right there. It's handy. And in closing, going to be a short one today. In closing, pick it up with verse 8. Of chapter 2, the great book of Revelation. Do you know, this revelation is supposed to be such a big secret. Do you know what, you know how a linguist takes that? What does the word revelation mean? It means to uncover, to reveal, or to make known. Okay. So it's not hidden. I want to make that real clear. Verse 8, and unto the angel of the church of Smyrna, this is one of them that Jesus was proud of. Why? Because of what they taught. These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Why? In truth, knowledge, wisdom. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's the sons of Cain that claim to be of our brother Judah. And are not. They lie about it. And a lot of people listen. I don't know, does your church teach that? It better, because that's also what Philadelphia teaches, and Christ was proud of them. They made it. All the rest of them, they didn't. Verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, that means before death, where that's Satan's name, and I will give thee a crown of life. This is that place in Mark chapter 13 where you're delivered up before the Antichrist and the Holy Spirit speaks through you. It's for a purpose, and so that everyone in the world will hear the real truth. I don't know, are you a champion of your people, or do you just float by? It's up to you. Do you attend a church that teaches this? 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith in the churches. He that overcometh, 19. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Do you know what the second death is? You can read of it in Revelation chapter 20. Second death is the death of the soul. Okay. I mean, it's blotted out. Doesn't exist anymore. So, be an overcomer. It's so simple. It's simply to follow the instructions and utilize the power that God has given you through the Son. I don't know. Practice it in your own life. If you're a little doubtful, but be careful. You're messing with dunamis, dynamite. Because it's real. Christianity is not a religion. It's a reality. It's a peaceful life, and it's to find peace of mind whereby you know and can understand science because of the first earth age. Many times as we do documentaries at universities, we have university students say, we're at a dig of mammoths or something that are thousands of years old, and they say, are you Christians? What are you doing here? Because it's here. We want to know why. We want to see it. Because of the first earth age, that opens up a whole conversation. Wonderful. That's why we're welcome at most colleges throughout this U.S. of A. in documentaries. And I thank our Father for that. Hunters of truth. Always hunt truth and find wisdom. And always know where wisdom comes from so that you have a good starting point. You read of it in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Wisdom comes when you begin reverencing our Heavenly Father. Why? Because all wisdom comes from Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Father, for the ability to overcome. We thank You, Father, for being in our lives. Father, we thank You that our equations are with You, that we appreciate that power and authority that You have given us over our enemies, Father. And may we use it wisely and with discretion and peacefully. Father, we ask it in Yeshua, Jesus' precious name. Amen.